It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hello, hello. This is Kirk Maynard. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
I'm your engineer for today.
Yes. We've already started our show four times.
I pushed the wrong buttons like a bunch of times.
Yes. So we should be live now. How about any fun facts? Should we start off with rumors?
It's snowing.
Oh my gosh. What is happening, Alaska?
I hate you, Alaska.
I don't remember us calling a
redo. If you think you're moving here, don't.
I almost want to say, I'm sorry. Were you thinking?
Ethically, we cannot let you live here.
I think this is the best time ever for Santa Claus House. Like, the best time. Like, Santa Claus House has got to be making a killing. I mean, if they are not marketing this, that would be crazy to me. But I do not understand. They called for like 4 inches. I think we got 30 inches of snow. I don't understand how it's April and we're still snowing and we're still getting more snow and more snow. We're supposed to get snow all week long.
We'll take you by a snow machine and look at houses.
All week long, snow on snow on snow. And I'm so over it. I'm just over it.
I just hit auto start as we came into the studio.
Because we're freezing to death.
Late April.
We're still freezing to death.
Fun facts. Okay, so I'm going to keep pushing our Facebook page, Alaska Realty Today. But in there, there's some... I'm going to hit the ones that people highlighted that thought they were good, fun facts. So one of them I put in there was regarding appraisals, you know, if we walk around with our program to do the interior of or we did the office space on Friday for clients that are buying it so they can plan accordingly. That's not the true square footage of the property. They include the walls. Appraisers measure from the outside, not the inside. So the measurements we take on the inside are for you. They're for if you see them in a floor plan, that gross living area is for you for the inside, but it's not how appraisers have been doing it using the ANSI requirements. And so they've measured the outside. So that was kind of a fun fact. Also, there's a lot of houses in Fairbanks with dormers. And so those dormers, you know, you can go up to 5 feet, but anything, if you start shuffling to the left and your head start tilting and it's going to go below 5 feet, they don't count that as gross living area. So you can't count that.
Okay.
Of course, any open areas, like you're looking over the edge and it's not livable square feet because it's just air space.
Yeah.
So that, and then the other one that blew up on the page, another one that did was, where did that one go? Oh, this one had like 1,000 views regarding the heating fuel. It was just, I took myself off auto fuel because I don't want to pay $6 a gallon, even though it's probably coming down. But the Vitus, I love Vitus, but last time we saw was over $6. And then we all of a sudden auto fuel and like they wanted to come out. And I'm like, we got to wait.
Yes.
I know I ran more. It's not going to go on forever. And then it's springtime. Yelf just filled me up. So I'm good. I can wait till like summertime. And so I did a little chart and I looked at 3 years worth of statistics on heating fuel and when it's the cheapest. And July is actually the cheapest with between June and August being the lowest times. In terms of the 3 year average price per gallon, it's under $3.20 in those months of the year. So
yes.
Don't be afraid to
wait. I would really encourage, I've been talking to a couple of different friends and they forgot that they were on autofill. And so, of course, they got filled up and gas prices that they were not thinking about, they got hit with, especially at tax time. So I encourage you to, if you are not needing to be on autofill, to take yourself off autofill and then... of course, don't take yourself off autofill if you need to be filled up. Because I'm
not disclosure. Yes, yeah.
Especially with it being snowy and cold right now. But if you're not, if you have enough fuel to make it into the summer and you're not in a need to be filled up, so I would encourage you to dip your tank, check out what you have. But I don't think we need to be continued to be filled up if you're not. If you have enough fuel to make it, you know, into the summertime, and like Kirk is saying, thinking about, you know, when you can actually be filled up at maybe a cheaper time and then either fill yourself up or get back on autofill or call them for a one-time fill, and just be frugal, fiscally responsible. Just be looking out. You can check those things. We talked about the website. Go back and check out our shows. You can check out different websites of, you know, the prices.
Oh, yeah,
of
go back to the archives.
Yeah, go back and check out the archives.
Check out last week when we had, I'm sure you guys are all sick of it now, but we had Post Malone on.
Yeah, that's great.
He's in the studio.
Oh, my gosh. TMZ.
He's buying a condo.
TMZ
here.
Reported on that because it was so nuts. It was so nuts. But, yeah, just check that out. I just think we get on. I mean, I love the convenience of autofill. And there are so many companies that are lovely that do that, which is so great. I love it. But especially when things go up like this, I just think it's really nice to think about, oh my gosh, we're on
the money in your bank account.
Yes. And especially at tax time. I think when you have to think about, oh my gosh, maybe you are paying out instead of getting a tax return, like some of us.
That's in real estate.
So it's just something to think about. But what else is going on? Anything?
My buddy ChatGPT right now.
Yes, I will say one thing that we are noticing is a lot of water because we're having so much melt, so much runoff, so much.
I haven't seen any water.
Oh, my gosh. So we have a lot of water. Of course not. You're like, oh, no, of course not. Not around my property.
No.
So a lot of water, a lot of runoff. Please test your sump pumps. You may want to go see if
I have two of them running right now. I have one in my crawl space, and it's just starting to gurgle and starting to get that little bit going. And then we have one in our septic leach field that we're pumping out right now. Well, the groundwater does its quick shifting. It just runs through and,
Yeah. So it's time to check out your property. Look at where it's definitely filling up. If you've never gotten a sump pump or you need to, you know, maybe bring somebody out. Also, I will say we hired a new, oh my gosh, I want to give him a shout out. I will have to look him up and do it on the next round. But we hired a new gentleman. Actually, I might have his information in my phone. We needed some trees removed. So started checking out trees and.
Now, you know, trees are valuable, right?
They are, and
don't be anti-tree.
I'm not anti-tree, but this tree was completely dead, and it had gotten caught between two other trees. And if it had come down based on its size, it would have hit our
house. Whoa! One tree was cheating on another tree, and now you're cutting it.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Very volatile situation. But it's time with the winds, with the snow, with the heavy snow load. It's time to check out your tree situation.
True. I was a little leery this morning.
Yes,
so a blizzard going on.
Hopefully he won't mind, but we had Eric with Great Alaska Tree Cutting Services come, very responsive. If you want his information, we can share that information. I'll actually call him and ask him if he's okay with us putting him on our Facebook.
Or show him on the show.
Yes. He was amazing, though. His responsiveness was amazing. He came out the very same day that we called him, came out, assessed the situation, or told us kind of how everything would work. And then I think he was out the next day to cut down the tree, gave us, assessed other trees that could come down. We took care of the emergency situation because the biggest one, we were just really afraid of winds hitting that tree and then that one coming onto the house.
Yeah.
And then he told us the other trees that probably need to come down on the property. But again, I just think that it's time for you to look. Anything that could be a danger to your house, your property, your shed, your garage, anything that you may have on the property, based on what dies, you know, whatever happens, I think it's just really important for you to check that out. And we easily can forget about that. And there are several companies, but they do book up. They book up very quickly. I know we used another. I can't think of who they are. I'll have to go back into my notes. But we used another company, and they got so booked up. And then they came out. They assessed the situation, and then they got slammed so hard there, and then the weather turned so bad the year they were going to come out that they could not come out. And so then we got hit with winter, and luckily the tree that we needed to come down, my husband could handle. But I mean, this one was so bad. I just went, I do not.
You don't want to mess around.
No, if this had hit the house, we would have had definitely property damage. So we really wanted a professional to come out and handle this. So It's just something to think about. I know it's an added expense, but it, like, we got hit last year, I think. Last year, a tree fell on the property. Luckily, it just kind of glanced off our shed, so it just dented the roof of the shed, but very little. But we were very, very lucky. And so that easily could have taken out all of our shed and all the property within the shed. So I just think it just happens in a split second. The winds are really, really strong. If that tree's dead enough, and they die very quickly. Like, we did not notice this tree maybe 2 months ago. It was totally fine. Everything looked fine on it. And I mean, I don't know how, I'm not an arborist, so I don't know how fast trees go, but this one seemed to go very quickly. So just something to assess.
How fast they go, like
how fast they pass away, how fast they die. I don't know. I don't know what you
don't make it so sciencey, Jamie.
I don't know the language you use for trees. Do they look, pass? Do they die? Do they
look
croak? I don't know what's the. Again, we need to bring a tree person in here. Aren't they arborists?
Yes.
Is that what you call it? Yeah, we need to bring an arborist in who can explain the tree language, the language of the trees, if you,
are you
will.
Are you British now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I swear when we go on break, it'll be slappy time in this studio. I'm going to eat a Skittle. What else you got? What else are we thinking of? We got water. If you're just joining us, we're talking about water issues. Assess your property. We're talking about trees.
We talked about this in our meeting today. The federal government just invoked emergency powers to accelerate natural gas and LNG development across the United States. So approvals can happen faster. There's going to be more pipeline, more export infrastructure, big push to expand energy production. So, yeah, Alaska should be in that mix. And we've talked about the LNG forever. We did not expect it to take this time this long, but it could speed up timelines. It could attract new investment, which is what we're really after. Could bring long-term jobs back to the state. So, So if and when the stuff does happen, then watch out. Again, these cycles don't happen overnight, but we're just kind of giving you a heads up that the president did evoke that emergency, his emergency powers to push natural gas, LNG in the country. So we're part of that. So
yeah.
So you can have more buyers buying. You're going to have more renters. So there's going to be upward pressure in the key areas. Key areas being North Slope, all the way Fairbanks, and then all the way down to Anchorage. So we all need to pay attention to that and just watch it and see what happens here in the future.
Yes. And I think right now, as we were talking in our meeting today, you're seeing kind of a mix of property sales. You're seeing very competitive sales in some areas of houses out.
So can I say, jump in real quick over the weekend? Because we've seen everything. You got your people $15,000, $20,000 in closing costs or concessions.
Yep.
The last two I've got under contract, I was a listing agent, one person bid $25,000 over list price. I wrote an offer. My wife was showing a house for somebody, one of our agents is out of town. And then I was showing for our buyers who are out of state. We ended up writing an offer for our people and we were one of five offers and we went, $2,000 over any other offer up to $10,000 over a $10,000 appraisal gap, meaning they paid $10,000 cash over. We had it as is, and we came in third out of five. We're in the middle of the pack.
That's crazy. So, I mean, what I was getting at is that there's a mixed bag. There are things that are sitting a little bit. And I think some of those sitting properties, I think there's deals to be made. If you move on them quick enough, because again, I think if you go back and you look in our archives, the minute a property has sat long enough and you become interested in that property is the minute everybody becomes interested in that property. Because I think it's kind of like,
I promise you, we've talked about it on the show before.
Yes, it always happens. It happens that way. But then I think also agents reach out and say, hey, we finally have an offer. If you were really thinking about it or considering it, then it's time to, you know, put your money where your mouth is. And then everybody's kind of like, oh, my gosh, I didn't think it would go. And so then all of a sudden they get nervous, like maybe that's the only property that might happen. We do have, weirdly or strangely enough, a lot of condos and townhouses on the market right now. So that's really nice because sometimes I will say I looked back 1 year and they come in waves. So there will be kind of a lot, and then there's nothing. Truth. Then there's a lot, then there's nothing. So I think sometimes it's like we get them and people see, oh, condos are selling, and then listers are kind of like, oh, there's a couple on the market. That's great. Let me get mine on the market. And then all of a sudden you will not find a condo or a townhouse at all. And they come out in ones. And then they go above listing because somebody is desperate for a condo. It's right in their...
Well, they're more affordable than, than homes. And obviously
100%.
We have a home affordability issue.
Yes. And so they go very, very quickly. So if you are in the market for something like that, please go talk to your lender and make sure it's something that you're considering now. We need to take a break, and we will be right back and continue just talking about things you need to be looking at today.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
I'm Jamie.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting the weirdest emails on one of my properties that we're trying to close on.
Huh.
Sorry. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about, just quick summary, things to look out for with the weather, flooding.
Oh, and we also talked about Jamie's recent lumberjacking days, because you're in your lumberjacking outfit right now.
I swear, I am not in a lumberjack outfit.
Yes, if you watch us on YouTube,
I'm wearing plaid. It's Anne Klein. I so dislike you sometimes.
So if I take a picture, upload it to ChatGPT and ask what does this person do for a living?
Yeah.
It's going to say lumberjack.
It's not going to say lumberjack, but I'm going to get an axe and I'm going to show you what lumberjacks do. And you know what? We're going to get a lumberjack. They're going to come on our show. They're going to come on our home show. We're going to talk about the differences of what I'm wearing and what they wear. Unbelievable.
So they don't wear red and black checkered shirts with vests.
It's cold out. I needed an extra layer. Yeah, these are our colors, blue and orange.
That's red and black. Lumberjack.
Let's talk about what you're wearing. Do you have slippers on?
I do.
Do you have your little...
I don't have a well, woman. I lost my well.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't got water back yet.
I know. I hate your house
If you're listening to us and you are a well driller or have a well or have a pitless hook adapter so we can pull our well out and change our well pump.
Please call us.
Please call us.
Okay. So what are we talking about? Okay. If you're thinking of buying, we still want to encourage aggressiveness if it's a house that's just hit the market and you're really, really interested. And I say that because Especially if it's got a big garage or it's got a shop.
And that thing had a 16, well, the doors were 16 foot. It was probably a 20 foot ceiling in the shop. So it was a big shop. And that's, I'm sure that's what attracted everybody.
Going quickly.
That's why it competed.
Yes, they cannot. I just don't feel like there can be enough garage space anymore. And
since COVID, everybody's been looking for a shop. And it's just.
Which is funny because they pop up really, really quickly. And weirdly enough, they do sit on the market for just a little bit of time. And then I feel like people are like, oh, I'd like that house. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've sent that to you three times. And now you want to consider. And now they've got five offers in.
Yeah.
And I think what's hard as a realtor sometimes is I'm like, I tell you, we've got. I will say this. If your realtor tells you we've got to move, you really got to move. If it's something you've been considering.
Yeah, we're not trying to shove a property down your throat. We're just.
No, it's just that if you can be the first person in the door, it's just better. And I know that it could cost you $750 or $850 for that engineer inspection. But it is just better for us. So I always go a little bit higher because sometimes square footage, I never know if they're going to charge a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right. And then especially if I want that shop or big garage inspected, which I do, I want to make sure that the outlets have been done right, the garage door. I want everything checked in there because, again, sometimes the breaker ball, they can call out a bunch of things that I feel like I want to have fixed or I want to have, you know. I feel like the last time I did a really big garage, which I got really lucky that we found it because it was on his wish list and he kept saying, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. And then we found the house. We found the big garage and it was like a garage shop. He could fit two of his trucks in there or his big truck and his toys. And he was just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we found this. And I wanted to make sure he could plug in all of his stuff. So it was done and done very, very well. And so that was one thing I just wanted. Like, there's just something to be said when you actually get a garage in a shop that you can plug in all the things you want to plug in, that the outlets actually work, that the garage door works, that the, you know, you're going to be able to do the things that you need to do. And we got lucky because I actually got all the above storage. I got the extra freezer and fridge. I got, like, the gentleman was willing to leave a lot of stuff because he just could not walk with that. So also talk to your realtor about that. There's a lot of things that sometimes when a person is leaving a shop, they don't want to take. So if they're not going to sell the Gorilla racks or even the, I've gotten people the, oh my gosh, what are the outside storage you could drive a car into? It's like a carport.
Carport.
But it's not, it's got a specific name.
Like a barn?
No. Oh my gosh. Everybody buys them.
Pull barn?
No, it's a carport. But it's got a specific name. I can't think of what it is.
Are they the Costco white cloth ones?
No. They're better. Hmm. I know. Somebody's going to have. We're going to have to put it on Facebook. Everybody knows what these
are. The barns are open.
I just can't think of what it is off the top of my head. But it's like a.
But it's attached to the shop?
No. It's like freestanding.
The white ones you buy at Costco.
It's not white. It's black. They're super expensive because they're really, really well made. They're not like the white.
Are they local?
Yes, you can get them locally. Oh my gosh, it's like on the tip of my tongue. Anyway.
I'll look it up while you're doing it.
Okay. So I've gotten those thrown in because, again, the storage is amazing. And they're so well built. Like the next door neighbors for us have one. And they haven't even swept it off in the 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, 5 years that we've
been
there.
Even this year?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
It's metal?
It's got metal poles, but it's so pulled so tight, Kirk. It's like black, almost like black plastic. But think of it being so extremely. What's funny is there's got to be one person listening to this show and they're just saying the word over and over. They're like, come on, it's this.
Punching their, whatever they're listening to.
Yep. Oh, if we were on trivia right now, somebody would get this. So anyway. But talk to your realtor because there's a lot of things that I have thrown in. We're eating candy, by the way. So if you hear us munching on things.
Like this?
Yes. What is that? But it's got a specific name.
This is Noble House.
There's a specific brand to those.
Polyurethane, carport.
Yes, but there's a name. There's a name. Everybody knows them by a name. Famous name.
Luxyard.
No.
Costway.
You're killing
me. AmeriLife.
You are killing me slowly. No, we need to phone a friend. We need to have a phone line open to phone a friend. Okay. So.
Oh, if you're just tuning in, we're
debating carports.
We're stumped on.
But we have a specific carport
name.
All
right, we'll move on.
So talk to your realtor about things that you might want on your chattel list, especially when you're getting shops and garages. So the last one that I just negotiated when did I close on that? In last summer? I don't remember when I closed on it, but I got them an air compressor.
I remember that.
Yeah, so just extra things that were in the garage.
I put air compressor on my chattel list.
Yes, there's just lots of extra things. I got them. Oh my gosh, what's a big? Why am I? I've had no caffeine today. That's my problem. No caffeine. What do you park?
And you don't drink, so I gotta rule that out.
I'm gonna start drinking just to deal with you. What do you park on the back of a?
Connex.
Yes, I got them a Connex.
How did I get that so fast?
Oh my gosh. I think it was the charades. Okay. So, you know, I just want to remind you, if there's things you want, please don't hesitate to ask for them, because I think that's so important. We're not mind readers. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if this is right or wrong, but I put a lot of things on the chattel list that I see. So I'll write them in, and then I'll go over the chattel list with my clients and ask them if they want those things struck out or if they want them removed. So I'll see things that I took pictures of or things that I might that I think might have value. And then I'll say, these were some things that I saw in the photographs, or these are some things, not the basic things, of course, not like the refrigerator or the, you know, the standard, but there might have been some extra things like the snowblower or the carport or the a riding lawnmower, and I'll say, is there anything that in here that makes or breaks the offer, especially if we're not in a competing offer that you really want? If we're in a competing offer, then I might say, we can ask for these, but I'd like to put a clause in here, if you're comfortable with that, that if this becomes a competing offer, these items are not necessary unless you feel that they're necessary. So we've actually put that as a clause, that these items can be removed if that's going to be the like deciding factor of an
offer. Yeah, you don't want to lose over that.
Right. Because I'm certainly not going to, you know, put together this amazing offer for these clients and they're going to lose it over a snowblower that's like $300, $500. Unless it's like, we can't snowblow, I don't know. But anyway, so just make sure you're asking for those things. But be specific for the things that you're really looking for, and be open to going to see other things, because I have found some things that have been amazing house-wise that have been really close to where my clients are looking, but not necessarily exactly the area, but super, super close. And then we've hit all the boxes and they're like, oh my gosh, this is much nicer. And the pictures are so deceiving. And we always say that. Sometimes I see things and I'm like, gosh, it both ways. Really, really good and really, really bad. I just think it's sometimes so much more important to go see things and feel them, touch them, experience them. The garage sometimes, like I've seen a garage that I was like, they said it was 600 square feet. It wasn't. It was 850 square feet. The garage was much bigger.
Yep.
Or I've seen a house that they said was only 2 bedrooms. My client was looking for more bedrooms. We went in. Of course, it was more bedrooms, but they didn't have egress windows. It was actually a 5-bedroom house. It had 2 other rooms that could be windows were put in, could be right. Additional bedrooms, or they actually homeschooled. So I was like, oh my gosh, these could be homeschool rooms. So the house was perfection.
And Jamie, if you listened to last week's show, Jamie went off in a good way, that pictures don't always do it justice in both directions.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh my God, this looks so nice. You get in there and it's a POS, and then the opposite. You get in there and the pictures are like, oh, okay. And you get in there and you're like, whoa, this is way nicer than those pictures show. So I think get in there in person, or if you're remote, you know, doing it via FaceTime, which is a whole different experience, is a good way to do it. And it's still live. It's still not just looking at a few different photos online. You need to be able to get some, hopefully, some real live, either virtual showing or in-person showing.
Yeah. Nope. 100%. So I just can't encourage that enough. And yeah, so we kind of went off on a tangent today. I hope that we just got a lot going on in the market, even though it's snowing.
Are we done?
Yeah, and it's wild outside.
Holy
in Alaska.
Smokes.
But please join us. Give us a call. Please go to our Facebook and check us out. Like us. Give us any comments or feedback.
That's Alaska Realty Today.
Yes, we'd love any feedback. If there's a topic you want us to cover, just leave us a message or a note. We'd be happy to cover that topic.
Otherwise, we're going to scour stuff that we think's relevant to Alaska, could be relevant to Alaska, or is happening in Alaska. We're going to put it through the AI, have it summarized, and then we'll add on our own piece usually in the comments. And then, we'd love to open up like a blog and start chatting about it. So go check it out.
All right.
Have a good Saturday and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.